Let's do a podcast.
Let's
do a podcast.
Podcast.
Let's do a podcast about Charlotte. Let's do a podcast.
Podcast.
Let's do a podcast.
Podcast.
Let's do a podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest episode of the Charlotte Podcast. This is John.
And this is Miller, and this is the award-winning episode 247. We are back on Zoom.
That applies to this episode.
Yeah.
That applies to this episode, won an award. I don't know, that's ambitious.
Last time we were in your backyard, it sounded good, and now you don't have a home, and we're on Zoom.
Yeah, a lot has transpired. I'm in my car. I'll probably take this for my
time. I'm
not allowed in my home.
Yeah, we should probably say that. Like, there's nothing.
It's a whole new world.
It's not like you have an infestation or anything. It's just you have construction going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in my little slice of Elizabeth these days.
We did happen to see each other uptown last week we saw each other. It was very nice to see you.
It was like 90 hours ago. What are you talking about? Wasn't that
it
long?
Was last Thursday.
It was delightful. It was delightful to see you before your big weekend.
It's Selection Sunday has occurred. We have UNC playing South Carolina.
Why don't you get the details? Get those details out of the way.
Yeah, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. It's funny, before I started working in this job for the Bowl, I used to always say if North Carolina played South Carolina, which were at the time my two least favorite teams, now I'm just apathetic, I would hope a sinkhole would fall and like the stadium would fall into it. And then the first kickoff game I worked in 2015 was North Carolina versus South Carolina. And I was like, I no longer believe that because I want to live. But we are bringing them back to the bowl game. Super excited. It's been a very, very busy week from going from a year of no fans in the stands for a postseason game to we had Saturday, the ACC championship game, which was a great success. My Pitt Panthers, my beloved Pitt Panthers won. When I say my beloved Pitt Panthers, I'm married into a Pitt family. And then we selected our teams on Sunday, which is just as busy, if not busier, than game day in working in communications for a bowl. So it was super good. Put out some good content. I just made fun of the Seattle Seahawks right now. That's been my day. So it's been a pretty good day, John.
I noticed you broke the fourth wall you showed your face. You kind of personified the day on Sunday, on Selection Sunday. You
on Instagram stories, yes.
You became the actual face of the selection for the bowl. So I thought that was a bold acting choice on your part. It was a big character reveal. That was very exciting.
You know, I thought it was good. I thought I did a good job. I thought I really don't have like the face or voice to be in broadcasting. I think I did a fun job of showing people what actually happens in the office.
I think I think grading you on the curve of being like 30 to being 22, like the fact that everything's video based and like everyone is extremely comfortable with editing and camera angles and talking to a camera, I think you did pretty well, all things considered. So
I did use the, I think it was like the dating app angles, which are like high and to the side.
I noticed.
Yeah, so that's what I was going for. And then someone commented on my hairline, which was
I'm glad. Yeah, of course. So that's going to happen. See, that's when you need to like post a follow-up. You either like be like, stitch this or post a follow-up. This is how it all works. I'm pleased to see you spread your wings beyond Twitter and embrace the new realities of digital content. So way to go.
Thank you. other than that, what's been going on with you?
Pedestrian bridge. Did you see the renderings for that?
Yeah, I did. But that is the pedestrian bridge. Sorry, I cut out a second, but I think everyone will understand what you said. The pedestrian bridge, is that a big deal for an uptowner like you?
Yeah, of course it is. It's a giant deal, I think, for the city. It's funny that the timeline is 4 years from now before it'll be ready, but I guess it is going over 277.
That's quite a long time span.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, get it? Like a bridge as a span?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I wish you didn't say it. I feel like it's transformative,
the story
though.
Of our friendship. I know what you're
seriously.
Saying.
I feel like it's such a transformative thing because just being able to, because like, if you think about it, I think the locus of activity in Uptown is shifting south with like the new Bank of America Tower and the Honeywell just opened their headquarters the other day, just like all that new construction on the south side of town. That's like right at the edge of 277. So connecting that with the bustle of like LendingTree's headquarters, Lowe's headquarters and everything that's at South End is a really big deal. So I mean, it seems like really far off now, but I think in terms of importance to Charlotte and things that will make a huge difference for the city, like that's up there with it, a lot of the other transportation stuff.
Yeah, it's actually, I work in South Park, and you can go out to like the ninth floor and kind of see all of Charlotte. You can see Gaston County, where the Lord lives, and see the like Kings Mountain, Crowder's Mountain, Booger Mountain, all that stuff. But it's actually what the most fascinating thing you can see is you can like almost like plot the growth of South End. Like you can see all the, like you see Uptown Charlotte and then like a mini little downtown. And shocking, if you were to like look at that 5 years ago, none of those high rises would be there.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you could sit in your ivory tower and watch the rest
of
the
I work on the fourth floor. I'm not on the ninth floor, John.
Oh yeah, far be it. Someday, Miller.
One day.
As far as the eye can see, it's all be yours except for the Shadowlands. Anyway, I'm excited about that.
How are you getting ready for the holidays? I mean, are you an artificial or a real tree guy?
I'm both. I feel like my hand has been forced with these kids. You know, in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, when Snots the dog drinks all the water and that dries out the tree, so that the like tree catches on fire later. That's kind of what happens a couple years ago when we got a real tree, but had like little kids. They'd mess with the water and it would dry it out so fast that it just like would start losing the needles and just would be too much to maintain. So we switched from real, which is my preference because I like the smell, to a fake tree, and the convenience is growing on me. So I think ultimately we'll be a multiple tree family. We'll be one of those just because I enjoy decorating for the holidays. But so I'm kind of in a transition period. So right now, if you're talking 2021, what's in my home right now is a fake tree. But I think it's kind of a point in time between having real trees. So probably not the answer you expected. What do you guys
think? No. We have an artificial that's like 10 years old. I think we're going to wait until like February and buy a new one, like that's on sale, like a new artificial. I grew up with real trees, and now having a little one, it is artificial is the way to go. It's just easier and just to deal with. And being my Brittany's Jewish and never had Christmas trees growing up, so she doesn't know the difference. So I don't have to like tell her how real trees are actually superior. Like that's the thing about artificial versus real. Like real trees are superior. They smell better. They look better. It's just a better experience, but they're a pain to clean up. They shed the water, all that. So why do it is obviously the convenience. But which leads me to a question. I think in this world, there are people who celebrate holidays and don't. And I feel like you are someone who celebrates holidays, whereas I'm someone who does not. Would you say that is safe?
So you're a Scrooge.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't mind. Like, I'm not like, I don't mind you celebrating. I don't mind people listening to Christmas music or anything like that. It's just not for me.
I don't know. I mean, I think you're right because I think that's the spice of life, right? As like, you got to celebrate. You only get so many spins on this little marble we're on, right? So got to live it up with whatever. Celebrate every season that you got. So that's my take. And like, it is a giant pain in the ass.
Give me your Mount Rushmore of like celebratory holidays, including like birthday, Christmas, 4th of July, Halloween, Thanksgiving, New Year's. Like what are
this
the ones
for
you
me
got
right
choice?
Now?
Yeah, what's your like for Mount Rushmore? Right, yeah.
So not like as a kid.
Yeah.
So birthdays right, I don't care about. I care less about birthdays. Birthdays are
I think we've had the conversation if you're over 30 and
yeah,
make a big deal out of your birthday. It says a lot.
Yeah, it's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. So Christmas, especially
if you have kids. I think that's the thing. If you're over 30, have kids, and are like
celebrating your own birthday. Oh my god,
sounds exhausting. You know, my whole goal is like my dream birthday is to. I should not. I'm not going to say it on here. Go ahead. You keep going.
Christmas number one with a bullet. Like this is my favorite time of the year. I love doing all the Christmas stuff. I love that it's a season. I love that it's a month. I love making the most of it. I get the people that don't like Christmas too early, but like there's a practical aspect of that, that like you need to buy the things early so that you have them for when it's time to celebrate the season. I think it's often overlooked in that debate.
Yeah, I think the whole like hating people who celebrate Christmas too early is very similar to hating people who like candy corn. It's like these people do very little to harm you. I disagree with it. I do think that there is time to like, I think like celebrating Christmas, you can do it too early. But you know what? It doesn't bother me. I don't care. It's not affecting my life.
If you put up a Christmas tree and like full on Christmas specific decorations pre-Thanksgiving, that's a bit much. I agree with that. But if you're like laying the groundwork for your ultimate like vision of your Christmas, so you put up some lights sometime post Halloween, like I get it. And if you're complaining that there's Christmas stuff in like Target and Home Depot on November 7th because that's too early, like I just don't understand the logic of that, because like when are you supposed to buy that thing? So maybe I have like a skewed, like my children dominate like every second of every day of mine, so like I have to plan ahead, and like I only have so many windows of time to buy things. But like that's like the time you need to go to a store to buy the decorations you need for weeks later. So anyway, you asked me which one was number one. Christmas number one. I'm a big Memorial Day guy.
When is that?
I love,
is that May?
What do you mean, is that May? Yeah, like I love the idea of like celebrating the beginning of summer. So maybe there's something going on with like solstice. Maybe I have like some like,
you know, it's not like I just Googled it. You know, it's not a celebratory holiday, right?
Well, Veterans Day is like the solemn one, right?
Memorial Day.
Okay, Memorial
is,
Day. Well, so it, I'm talking more.
You're
I'm
mourning,
talking more about
you the, celebrate mourning USA.
Oh, you're right. I got it backwards.
Okay.
So, Veterans Day. Okay. So let's like say, Day. So, all right. So Memorial Day weekend, the tendency in our culture for Memorial Day weekend to signify the coming of summer rather than the Monday itself. Reserve the Monday itself for its intended purpose. But that Saturday and Sunday, when folks are off, time to relax as kind of we all usher in the summer. That's my, that one's up there with 4th of July. So those are kind of my top couple, I would say. How about you? What's number one for you?
It's more so ones I dislike.
Wow. Okay.
I think St. Patrick's Day is dumb. Dislike St. Patrick's Day. What else do I not like? Thanksgiving Day is meh. We had the best Thanksgiving. It was just the three of us and the dog. It was awesome. Trying to think what else. I like 4th of July. I like that week. It's a good week. Especially if there's water involved. And I like pyrotechnics. I don't know. It's not like a big holiday. I just have a lot of feelings about St. Patrick's Day, and most of those come from.
You're just a hater. You're just a hater is what it comes down to.
Yes. That's who.
It's a big old hater.
Episode two.
You're a hater all life. You don't like being around other people. You want to set off fireworks by yourself with just you and your family. It sounds like.
That sounds amazing.
Man. World's best podcast host. A recluse who's not interested in culture.
Yeah, I mean, well, are you surprised?
I mean, I guess not. No, there's been some red flags along the way that have pointed to that. But yeah,
we really are opposites.
But yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this time of year. I've already done my.
I got distracted. I was making a joke about precogs on Twitter. Remember precogs from Minority Report? It's quite.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure. I'm slightly offended on Twitter, like mid pod. You're working.
Yeah, man. No, ABC, always be closing. I'm telling you, I have a tweet that is doing very well, so I'm trying to keep up the engagement.
What is doing very well on Twitter these days? Like mid to low teens?
What do you mean? Teens of what?
Teens of like likes or engagements, people looking at it.
Oh, this says this has 2,200 retweets and 24,000 likes.
Oh, wow. I guess.
Yeah, someone tweeted out.
I guess it's the middle of the day in.
No. Someone tweeted out, Bobby Wagner said, I never put mayo on anything and said mayo is disgusting. So I just quote tweeted that with the standings of the NFC West, where the Seahawks are 4-8.
That's awesome. The click farms around the world.
I can't believe you're off Twitter. You're a former Twitter of the Year person in Charlotte.
I don't got nothing for me anymore.
Does that mean our podcast is going to die in 2 years? Since we won, we should probably talk about thank you, QC Nerve, for naming us, or people for voting us as best podcast.
Yeah, what does that have to do with Twitter, though? I don't understand.
Because 3 years ago, you're the best Twitter in Charlotte, voted by the people, and then now you think it's dead.
I don't know. What does winning an award have to do with like thinking?
I'm just saying, in this analogy, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
I don't follow your logic. I think I'm a fish. I gotta keep our shark. I gotta keep on swimming.
Got it. I did use a classic. I thought of you last week. Was that on this podcast? If like we were to do, you know, those like word scrambles where it's like the words that are said the most, they're like huge, and the words that like said smallest are small. You know those?
I think the
phrase "hoisted by my own petard" would be pretty big.
Yeah,
and I use that properly, and I thought you'd be proud.
Yeah,
of it.
I am proud of you.
I was invited to something and sent to my boss. I was like, should I go to this? Are you invited? And they're like, I'm not invited, but you should show face. And I was like, oh, why'd I even do that? Why'd I even mention it? And then I had to go. I was hoisted by my own petard. Great story, Miller.
How did it go? I mean, that's another reason to enjoy the Christmas holiday.
Horrible.
Everyone feels obligated to throw parties and see people. It's very happy time.
It was great if you knew people. I walked in and like the person I wanted to see wasn't there. So I like stood around for a couple minutes and left. I saw CLT development. I saw Clayton. And it wasn't horrible because it was a bad party or anything. It was horrible because I was just tired and didn't. And I underdressed. It said like festive attire. And I just wore what I wore to work. And people showed, like the mayor was in a suit. Or not the mayor, the sheriff was in a suit. I was like, what's going on here?
That's when I saw you. And I don't think you were dressed festively. You didn't tell me it was festive attire.
I wouldn't have worn festive attire anyway.
I would have told you to get yourself some reindeer antlers or something.
No one was wearing that. People were dressed up. That's very odd.
Well, that's not very festive. That sounds like business formal. Yeah, that's not a party.
It's something like that. Yeah. What else do we need to hit on? We did. Hey, by the way, if you can't tell by now, John and I did not have a rundown for this podcast.
You love the peek behind the curtain.
Well, I want to explain why it's so bad.
Well, you could just like not say anything and pretend like it's fine. I'm going to put you on the spot. It's a little improv game. So I want to do, I'm a big fan of the like in and out, like this time of year. Well, you got to get past Christmas and then there's that weird week, like post Christmas when everybody just loses all track of time just because it's somewhere in between Christmas and the new year. I'm sure that's not the case for you because that's when the bowl game is. But for the rest of America, that's how it goes. But I'm a fan of that time of year when it's like, hey, what's out for 2021 and what's in for 2022? So I want you to tell me what you think is out in Charlotte in 2021 and what is in Charlotte in 2022.
I think that's a really, really good question. I wish I could have prepared for it. All
right, I got one. I got one for you.
Yeah.
All right. I'll start. This is a kind of an obvious one. I'm probably stealing it from you. Out, Christian McCaffrey, because he's out on the injured reserve. In, LaMelo Ball. So where we all got excited, Christian McCaffrey, for coming back from injury this year. It didn't pan out. He's too hurt. But we got so much LaMelo ahead of us in 2022.
I think that's all right. Man, you see, you came in this prepared. I wasn't ready.
No, I didn't. I just thought of that one.
Oh, well. Trying to think. I would say it's really good. I would say, oh my God, I don't know an answer. I haven't thought of this. This is something
all
I
right,
need to
out,
prepare.
Out.
You're just
is,
you're lapping me now.
Out is fancy lunch in Uptown. In food trucks are back. Food trucks are back in Uptown. There's got to be some sort of like food truck lunchtime mobile restaurant rally thing. Just because like people aren't going to be in Uptown and like going like with consistency in 2022, like sit going to like Capital Grill lunches. So there you go. That's an out in Uptown. Got to get more mobile, baby.
What else? I don't know, John. Keep going. You're good at this.
No, you're too on the spot.
I'm literally stuck, man. I'm trying to think of things. Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, like, I think your McCaffrey LaMelo is where I was thinking first, and you beat me to it. What other ones do you have?
All right. Out is Bank of America Stadium sitting empty January through August. And in is just like a cavalcade of concerts and like utilizing public assets. Hopefully inclusive of Memorial Stadium too. So out is empty public assets, outdoor empty public assets, and in is capacity crowds even in the off season.
Yeah, I wouldn't go and say I'd say out is Memorial Stadium kind of sitting vacant. This is stealing yours, but I think Memorial Stadium could be poised to be the one of the up and coming properties in 2022.
That's I totally stolen. Agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
trying to think.
Wait, I got another one. You know what is out? It's already out. I just talked about it and it's already out. Is pedestrian bridge renderings. That's out. In Carolina Theater renderings, because that is sneakily approaching completion. I was walking by there the other day. And that thing is going to be baller as hell when it's completed. I don't think it's going to be next year. I think it might be 2023 just because of COVID-related delays. I need to look it up. But that thing, the opening of the reopening of the Carolina Theater is going to be a big deal. And that's coming soon.
I want to say out is Joe Bruno. In is anyone to replace him, please.
Oh, that's not very nice.
By the way,
so wait,
Charlatan
are you implying
of the year Joe Bruno? I hate
you
it.
You're implying that there's some sort of Charlatan of the year curse.
I would
like
love
the
to
Madden curse.
I want to cancel Joe Bruno.
We should look at Charlatan of the year and see if it has a similar pattern to the Madden curse.
All right, what year are Charlatans of the year? Seem to look at.
I don't know. I'm not gonna be able to do this off to my head.
I know, I'm going to pull it up and we'll see where they are.
I think they do too good of a job like capturing like really
let's say,
like
2017.
I think like to be Charlatan of the Year is different than like Peyton Hillis running for 1,200 yards, you know? Like it's easier to be a flash in the pan and be Charlatan of the Year.
2017, strong class. Dorothy Counts Goggins, Vic the Chair.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, let's go back further. Let's say 2002.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the 2001 Charlatans of the Year.
Okay.
Wait, that's 2021. Sorry.
Ray Caruth.
Doesn't look like they've gone back that far.
John Casey never kicking it out of bounds.
Oh, my God. Not enough people talk about that.
People never talk about that.
Yeah, we should do a cursed Charlotte sports moment podcast.
A cursed Charlotte sports moment?
Like one of the moments that are like are like cursed in Charlotte history for sports.
Like all the bad bounces, Cam not falling on the fumble.
Yeah.
The kickoff out of bounds, Jake DeLone 5 picks.
A lot of comical Panther stuff. I mean, that car wreck for the Hornets.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Phils, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kobe getting traded.
Yeah.
Which, like, was never really a thing.
Ooh,
but,
that, like, the pedestrian. Remember the pedestrian bridge that fell at Charlemagne Speedway? That was horrible.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
sounds like, pretty awful though.
I'm pretty sure. Am I making that up? I'm gonna have to edit this out. Charlotte Motor Speedway. And we also need. Yeah, they collapsed. Injured 107 people. Yeah, we also need to do that podcast with Felder about Days of Thunder.
Don't tip our hand. We do need to do that one. There you go. That's what's out, is just talking about that podcast. And
all right, fine.
Let's do it.
I'm DMing Felder right now.
In 2022. Let's do it.
All right.
Running commentary.
Let's do it next week.
Maybe.
Perfect. Let's wrap this up. We're getting tired. John, it's always a pleasure. I am. I'm always tired now. I'm like,
you are, man.
I'm past my bedtime. I usually turn off screens at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Jeez. I'm worried about you. All right. On that note,
I wake up at 5 every morning. People want to hang out.
Oh, jeez. You moved to the suburbs and it's just like, you're like the, those commercials where you turn into your parents. That's,
yeah. There are the backyard's nearly done.
Your parents grass, are like, chill out, man. Live a little bit.
Grass is starting to come up. Yeah. Like, I don't eat meat. Like, I don't eat meat. Bro. I don't drink. I get up at 5. Live a pretty wholesome life. I'm boring. What happened to me? Where did it all go wrong?
You should just retire at this point, I think.
Sheesh. Sounds great.
I don't know what to answer. All right. On that note, let's woo.
1, 2, 3. Woo!
The Charlotte Podcast is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network, powered by Ortho Carolina. Find out more at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.